Podcast about our experiences as two black women living in the Kansai area of
Japan.
And we also have this guy here. This is a friend of ours. This is a special episode. We are in Elise's house.
Chilling.
Just chilling. More like sweating, not really chilling.
Wow, she is such a bougie babe.
She's like,
turn on your AC though. I'm hot.
He agrees with me though.
I don't need an AC.
Anyway.
Oh, good.
Okay.
No.
Anyway.
These non-Southern children don't know nothing about no summer.
This episode, we're going to be talking about surviving Japanese summers. Apparently, she can survive better than I.
I will practice.
But before we go to that topic, I'm going to recap what we talked about in the last episode.
Yes.
Which was talking about being a singer in Japan. We ranted about the prices of international artists' concerts, and people in the comments were also talking about how ridiculous it is. Like, who's going to pay $300 for general admission?
That's scary. I don't have that kind of
money.
Would
you do that?
Depends. Like, ooh. Someone I really liked.
Who is someone you would pay $300? Like I said.
Go ahead.
Can't think. I was saying, like, Beyonce would be. I would spend $300. But I'm thinking if she did come to Japan, it would be $600 or more.
I would, if it was, like, at a small venue for $300, then yes. But if it's at, like, an arena for $300, no.
Yeah, you won't really see anything.
I might as well buy a DVD for
$1,000. That's very true.
And see her actual face while she sings.
Also, I wanted to mention again, I don't know if everyone knows, but we are on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, so please, please, please check it out if you have one of those devices that Apple provides and you bought it.
Or if you have iTunes on your computer.
That. Wait, people have iTunes on PCs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Yes. For app development.
Also, before we get into the main topic, I just want to say, after this episode, we are going to be on a summer holiday hiatus.
Yes.
I am going to New York to see friends and family, and she's going to
Maryland, Baltimore, D.C.
So I probably will see you when I head down there, too. But yeah, so enjoy this episode talking about surviving Japanese summers. They're hell. So yeah, I think so. Let's talk about summers compared to where you lived, where you grew up, and here, because I don't know.
What was a New York summer? I guess a New York summer is very mild.
No, it's humid. I think Japanese summers are worse, but it gets hot and humid.
Especially humid, because I was comparing the humidity for here in DC, and in DC it's like 40, and that's what we were like, ooh, it's humid. But Japan is 80. It's 80%. Like, it's a drastic change in humidity.
I don't know the percentage in, like, North Carolina, but our summers are pretty humid.
Yeah, North Carolina is pretty humid. Because I was in North Carolina for 2 years, and the summer was pretty bad. And I had to run in it, too, as an athlete.
Sweaty.
Yes. But, yeah, where I grew up was in the suburbs. That was okay. But in the city, because of the concrete, it got really, really hot there, too. So, I don't know. What about your area?
Most of my summers were in D.C. or in Portsmouth, which is in Southern Virginia. It's a very small town. Very close to North Carolina. So, now, I mean, it was hot. I guess it was humid. Like, D.C. is built around a swamp.
Whoa.
So, D.C. is very humid, but it's not quite humid like Japan. Like, Japan, you can, like, come inside and then you start sweating.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen back home.
Yeah, it's like after I take a shower, like, there's no point.
You just sweat.
It's just sweat.
You're in a constant state of
I'm sweating right now, and there's air conditioning.
I'm not sweating.
I'm good right now. Like, I'm
She got too much energy going on. You releasing so much.
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway. If you can hear in the background, there is a quick quick thunderstorm.
That's oh my god, it's supposed to be quick. It started and then it didn't end.
Yeah, well, I came here around 2 p.m. and it was sunny and bright blue skies. And then all of a sudden when this dude comes, brings in the storm.
Okay.
I mean, you have a little negative energy.
Oh, no. I'm joking. She's being shadiest today.
So
this is my buddy, Chris. He's really fun. We hang out.
Okay.
He's really fun. He's a fun chap. So let's go on. What are some things to survive these Japanese summers?
What's the most important thing?
The most important.
I always take cold showers. I don't know if that's like a thing.
I don't really take cold showers.
Cold showers, like the I get onto it in the summer, but lately I haven't taken cold showers. Like
as soon as you
just,
get in, it's cold.
No. Just like I feel like the cold water doesn't really change. Like I feel like back home, if you turn it more, it gets colder, but it's always.
Yo, I think the water takes in the heat of the pipe. Like
yeah,
the
summer the cold water's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I just take cold showers.
Wow. I don't know, my pipe, when I put it on cold, it's not really cold.
Yeah, it's not that cold.
It's warm. Mine is ice cold, so I'm not about to
cold.
My pipes.
I don't know. About the cold. I started at like warm, and then I like gradually like change it to be cooler, but it's never cold.
I do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I try.
But I do shower several times a day.
Cold showers.
Especially if I'm home all day and I'm like doing stuff, sweat, hop in the shower 5 minutes, do other stuff, sweat, hop in the.
Man, I don't take it.
I can bear it, but I just don't like being uncomfortable in my home. Like,
I'm comfortable without the AC.
No, but I'm sweating is very unpleasant.
It is unpleasant. Especially
I don't sweat.
I can do it. Like,
okay.
I don't sweat a lot either.
There's something
thing.
Wrong with your body, but okay.
Maybe
it's not
wrong with y'all, but you sweat so much.
No, I feel like it's good to sweat. And so I don't sweat a lot. I think that's why I can kind of
do it. Do you even drink
sweat.
Water?
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, okay, moving on. So we got showers. Anyone else?
Towels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Japanese people, they bring in, like, the small, like, wash rags, you would say, in the States. I don't know.
Yeah.
The square size.
Yeah.
It's a very small square size. So if you go shopping in some stores, you'll just see a bunch of those types of towels.
Mm-hmm.
People carry it in their bags. When it's, like, super hot, they just, like, wipe their face or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
That was new when I first came here. I was like, why does everyone have, like, rags?
I got those, a couple of those as presents from my students.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very popular present.
Yeah. Yeah. What else to bring around, I guess?
Sweat wipes.
Sweat wipes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like
those.
Like the Gatsby, like the school
up
ones.
There's packets.
Mm-hmm.
There's packets you can buy where, like, sometimes they have deodorant in them. And
has sunscreen in it.
This one, it says powder sheets, but basically, it has sunscreen in them, so you wipe it off, wipe your body, and then you also have the.
Yeah. Some of them have the stuff in it to cool you off, though.
Yeah, the menthol.
Yeah.
I don't like that because it smells terrible.
I don't like it
terrible.
Either. I don't like it either, but it makes you feel nice.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I use it.
Another thing I see a lot of Japanese people, maybe mainly the kids, is when they wear like this, it looks like a scarf, but it's like a
towel.
It's like a heat pack, not a heat pack, a cold pack that they put around their neck, and then they have their hat and everything like that.
You can get that if you buy like cake from the store, they put like the ice
pack
things.
Yeah,
just get a bunch of those, wrap it in a towel, and throw it on your neck. That's Osaka Obachan style.
They just use
ice packs from like
those
old
ladies.
Yes.
That far.
That's what they stay cool though.
I don't do any of these things though. It's really funny.
No,
like what do you actually do? You have your towel that you have in your wipes.
If I go to the out, like if I'm outside in the sun, then I will bring an ice pack with me.
Okay,
so that's what you just put it on my head.
There's also like parasols. People are like, oh, Japan, they love carrying umbrellas, but like there are women who use it for getting away from the UV rays, but then it's also the sense like you don't want to be hot, so it does help. Like if you get a good proper parasol, they block out that heat.
And they're like fans, they're also passing out.
Oh yeah, fans. They have like the big fans and the ones that you can fold in. Like I don't carry any of that.
I had one on my windowsill. Oh, there it is.
So she has this small.
This is a cheap 100 yen shop, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
they do work.
You got a breeze.
You feel better.
I feel better.
Actually, that feels much better than your AC.
Don't need no AC.
All right, cool. What else? Like, what are things that we can do?
Oh, I forgot bug spray.
Oh, yeah. So that's, we need that.
This.
Right, mosquito.
This is skin bait. What?
I don't know why it's called skin bait. But it's bug spray.
Yeah.
They say skin bait misto.
Because it sounds cooler than bug spray. Would you rather have bug spray?
When I see it, like, if I see a skin vape, I think it's like a cooling thing, not bug spray.
I mean, it probably has something
in
it, but it's just mushy okay. And it's good for children.
Yeah, all my children have them. Like, in front of the school, they spray before they come in.
Yeah. But it don't work for me. I still get it, so I don't know.
Because you got that sweet, sweet blood. The bugs don't care. It's like, I want it! I'll get poisoned! I don't care!
Like, I've killed so many mosquitoes that just bite me, and then I go,
oh, girl, you are right. Look at this! You got three in a row! How do they bite
in the same place?
I have no bites.
Yeah,
this is at my office. Okay. This happened in my office.
What about you get a lot in here?
I used to. I haven't recently. Now it's mostly been at work and get bit.
Well, you said you got like a lot of the stuff. So the spray.
Oh, yeah.
And what's this?
This is the same thing as how do you say? Sankol. The incense. But it's liquid form, and you stick it in a piggy. You can buy different kinds of containers, and it just releases, like, this odor that makes the bugs sick, and then they just die around it. So then you'll just have a bunch of dead mosquitoes around
it.
I mean, that's how you know it works.
Yeah, it needs to work.
That is true. That's very true.
It'll just have, like, a bunch of dead mosquitoes around it.
Thank you for protecting me. It doesn't give off a scent, does it?
No, this is scentless, because I used to use the incense ones, but those gave me headaches. So I stopped using those.
So the incense ones are the coily ones?
Yes.
Yes. And you know what's so funny? I was telling somebody about those things in America. They're like, oh, America has that? I'm like,
I think we do, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We usually use the citronella candles, though.
I mean, you can use that, too, but they have the coily
ones. Really?
Yeah. Well, in New York, they do.
Oh, God. Got anything.
So, with Keeping Cool, we have, like, the rags, parasols, and whatever sprays and cooling lights. And then you gotta stay away from the bugs with these other sprays and incense and stuff like that.
Also, be careful in Japan, because even though it's hot outside, it's freezing inside.
Oh, that gets me.
So, the temperature change will, like, fuck you up.
Yeah.
And then you could get a what they call a summer cold. Mm-hmm, you will have a summer cold.
I like it, though.
Really messes me up. I get cold easily.
I don't get sick from
like
that.
Like, the grocery store is, like, super...
Yes! I'd be sneezing, and I'm like, oh my Jesus, I'm gonna catch pneumonia.
I don't know, I felt like the insides in America were worse than here.
No.
Because I remember going to supermarkets in America, and they're, like, freezing compared to the ones that I've been in here. I don't know, I just, that's what I feel like. But I haven't been in America...
Weird summer body.
I love summer, but even though I don't like sweating, I love summer. So
I
don't know, but I'm just saying, like, what am I trying to say?
Something about going indoors when it's cold, or hot outside and going indoors and it's cold.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know, I just like that feeling. Even though it's like a shock to the body.
So bring, like, a light coat. Just bring, like, a light
coat. If you're staying inside for a long time, then yeah, I hate it. But if it's just like, I'm hot. Let's get some cold air. But you shouldn't really do too much, because depending on your body, you might get sick. But for me, I don't.
Yeah. Summer colds are very popular. Like, everyone in my office had a summer cold for, like, a week. Because everybody was getting sick from the office AC. And then their air doesn't circulate because it's an office. So, that
sounds gross.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
That is gross.
Gross. Offices are not the, like, best places to be all day.
That's true. But, you know... Other than that, what about activities you can do in the summer to cool down or just have fun? And
in Japan?
Yeah.
I literally only go out in the nighttime.
All right, that's what you can do. To survive the summer, just go out in the nighttime.
A lot
I work during the day, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, what about the weekends or when you're off work?
I'm in bed in a well-air-conditioned room.
in a well air conditioned room, he said.
I'm in my house with no AC and the windows open with a beautiful breeze flowing through my house, enjoying the
What about your old place? You didn't have windows for a breeze.
I never used AC in my old place.
I have windows. I have a bunch of windows. But it's a little too hot now.
Yeah.
Just
you have all the windows closed. What if you're on the first or second floor, then?
If the windows are open, the breeze comes through, and it's cool. If you close all the windows, this AC...
In August,
yeah, at the beginning of the summer, that was fine. But
right,
yeah,
in August, it's not that breezy.
I think your place might be fine, because you have windows on like both.
That's
sides,
what I'm saying. The wind just
through.
Goes through the house,
yeah,
literally. And you're also elevated, so I don't use AC because I have wind. But when you close all the windows, and you have the tiny AC for a big room, the air's not going to circulate.
Yeah, no central.
Yeah, if you have a big room and one AC, your room is not going to be cool. You're going to need at least two, which is like $4,000, because an AC unit is like 1,000 something. If you want a new one.
Every place I went to, the AC was originally sold.
Yeah, that's apartments.
Yeah.
But even older apartments, you have to buy AC.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's better, like most of the old apartments have the like old cheap ones, and those take so much energy.
Yeah,
like
not
the newer ones are expensive, but
they're very eco-friendly.
Yeah.
You can use it with your smartphone.
Yeah, I don't have that. So when it comes to other activities, I know in Osaka City, Osaka Castle Park, they have like a temporary water park there.
Yeah, this is the second year.
I went last year.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
That's what I thought. I want to go still there.
It was nice, but like it was just
the
like
water
muddy.
Oh.
Like, it was gross. But
okay.
It was kind of cool.
But Japan has a lot of water parks.
Mm.
That's not the only water park in Kansai. There's another one in the Omocha Kingdom. That's down by Sakai, right?
I don't know.
It's like I guess it's a children's theme park, but in the commercials, it's a bunch of big boob girls. So I guess they're trying to bring in the older crowd, but it's a water park. And I think Hinakata.
I'd like to do that. Oh, yeah, I love Hinakata.
Hinakata has like has a pool or something. Pools are all over Japan. Every school has a pool.
But like, people don't go to pools, right? Like
the children go to the elementary school. Grown ups have to either go to your ward school, which you can get into for like 600 yen if you just show them that you're a resident.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to a hotel school. If they know it's running in a hotel pool, but that might be like 2,000 to 5,000 yen.
Yeah.
Like where I grew up was really, really bougie, so a lot of people had their own pools. So it's like I didn't really go to public pools. I've been to maybe one or two.
Well,
I didn't have a pool. It was just like other people had a pool.
Some of my friends had pools, like in like high schools up in North Carolina. But in college, we all had like pools at our apartment complex. So,
yeah,
like, that's different. No one goes to the pool and just like drinks and chills.
Nah,
I feel like everyone goes to like exercise.
I see. At apartment pools?
No. I mean, like
In Japan, it's not.
I'd love to do that. That'd be great.
The only like two pools are like in clubs, like when they have a pool.
Yeah.
There's that one event that's going on in August where every night that girl that has her husband or boyfriend DJ,
the Kansai crew.
Yeah, they have like some pool parties at the rooftop areas or.
It's in Hilton, I think the Hilton Hotel. They're using the Hilton.
Oh, my friend did that one time.
Yeah, so they have some of that stuff.
There are
usually expensive. Like that event is like 2003. It's kind of cheap, no? Cheap compared to a regular price.
Because I said if you pay just to go to the Hilton's pool, it's $5,000.
Okay.
But if you go to their event, it's $3,000.
Okay.
Some clubs in like Amemura have their own like little jacuzzis that they open in the summer. But I'm like, who's getting in a jacuzzi? That's usually for warm water.
No, but I've totally gotten it. Like a triangle.
Yes,
yeah,
a triangle.
I got it at one time.
It's so bright.
Yeah, it is a jacuzzi, but it wasn't on. Like, I think it was broken.
So it was just cool water.
Just water sitting in this tub upstairs.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
A lot of clubs will have, like, summer water themed events.
Rooftop bar.
But speaking of clubs, the last time I went to the club, oh my god, it was a hot death box.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, they have AC on? They had it on, but there was too many people in there.
Like,
it's not circulating.
Do they have the thing? Like, they always have the thing that blows on you.
Missed?
Yeah.
The thing is, I had this like flowy thing, but it's like double. It has a lot of fabric, and I was like, I gotta change. Remember, I was like, oh, let me put on my shorts. And, like, the whole night there, I was just like, oh, my God. They gave us fans, actually. They gave us a, not that one version, but they gave us the Chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. And, like, the whole time I'm dancing, I'm like,
yeah,
fan of myself. And I was like, I was fanning and dancing.
They probably thought it was a new dance move. They're like, oh.
Basically, so, yeah, fanning and dancing. It's a new thing you do. And that
I haven't been to a club in summer in a minute.
It was just.
You haven't been to the club all summer?
Not this summer. No, not at all. I've been peacing. I've been going to a lot of bars.
Yeah.
Bars
are better.
Cool.
It's cooler in there.
Yeah. Very.
I just don't wear clothes, really.
Oh, okay. You wear clothes. You just wear shorts.
Yeah, like.
You can wear like a fishnet tank top.
I got a mesh going on right now.
Right? I mean, it's not like you have boobs that people see through it. They have a problem. Yeah. Nobody cares. You're a guy.
Sure.
Whatever.
That's him right now. You can do it too.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And then get arrested as we leave the train.
This is pretty mesh, and I'm not wearing.
No,
just wear pasties. So for the girls, wear pasties. Japanese people are not. I mean, I don't know in America either, but it's like, oh, nipples. They like stare.
Oh, yeah, if you're not wearing it. Well, because everyone wears bras with padding all the time.
Like, lots of padding. So they don't like seeing any kind of shape of nipple, like, hardening or anything. Like, nope, none of that. Even when, like, I went running one time with my boyfriend at the time, 2 years ago, and I was wearing my sports bra that I've been wearing for years since I was in track, and there's no padding in it, and, like, I'm sweating. I have my other shirt on, of course. But they can see, like, my nipples, like, the shape, right? And then, like, he tells me afterwards, like, you need to get a new sports bra. I'm like, why?
Your boyfriend?
This is my boyfriend, okay. Who is Japanese. And I'm like, why? Because, like, well, it's kind of like culture shock for the girls. Because they're just, like, at your boobs. And I didn't notice this. I'm like.
Stop looking at my boobs there.
Right? I didn't notice it. Like, I don't know. I just.
That's
so silly. People staring at me. Especially my chest area and they're girls. Like, whatever. So. This is like a problem for them.
It's a problem. Even though it's like a sports thing, like we're running. You would think you would not be concentrating on someone's boobs while you run, but I don't know. Your nipples were distracting, obviously.
Yeah.
But you need to have padded sports bra.
Everything is, even bathing suits in Japan are heavily padded. They are very uncomfortable.
Can't.
My boobs
are
too big for them. You can't swim in a, like a bra thing that's doing all of this.
Yeah,
how do you enjoy yourself
at
the They don't swim.
They're not cute at all.
They're not cute at all.
I do not like the Japanese bathing suit, so I only wear my American ones. I bought a Japanese bathing suit once because it was Batman themed, and then I was like, I can't wear this because the wire is literally creating like a pocket of air. So, like, nope.
Can't wear it at all. And speaking of bathing suits, I guess, like, yeah, people go to the beach too. It really depends on where you're located, but here in Osaka, the most common place to go to is Suma Beach.
Ratchet.
Yeah, I don't
so
like
ratchet.
It,
and then, like, recently, or last year, we found Maiko Beach, which was really nice. It's, like, not Suma, but it's, like, two stops away.
Yeah, it's just further away from Suma, but on the same coast.
Yeah.
Same
coast. And then if you want to go further, but going south, Kasuma and Maiko or Kyogo up north. Then people go to Wakayama.
Wakayama is a very popular
beach.
Shirahama.
I went to Shirahama like 5 years ago before the crowd, so it was really, really nice. But then I seen pictures where it's just packed, and it's just like, there's no point in going to the beach because you can't see the beach. You just see people. But there
people
are other
leave
beaches.
Early, though.
Do they?
Everyone in Japan leaves around like 3. If you stay.
What?
Yeah. Everyone leaves pretty early. Like, you stay up like 5 into the evening.
That's
like,
true. When we
went
last year, like, a lot of people were gone by 3 or
That's
4.
True.
They leave really early.
Anyway, the beaches in Wakayama are nice. So are the beaches in Kyoto. If you ever have a chance, please
go. Oh, yeah,
go.
I heard there's some nice beaches out there.
But that's the Japan Sea, so it's colder.
Oh, why?
The water in the Japan Sea is just colder than the Pacific Ocean. So, yeah, like, as soon as you step on that water, it's like ice cold. So
cold.
If you really want some cold water, go to the Sea of Japan. Warmer water, stay in the Pacific Ocean.
But, like, if you go to, like, either the Sea of Japan or Wakayama from the Kansai area, it's going to take a good 3 hours.
To either coast.
To either coast.
But, like, lately, I've been going to, not the ocean, like Lake Biwa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
Lately I go there a lot. It's really easy to get
That's
to
a
by train. Like, it's really fast.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit far, but really fast.
It's not that great, though. You can barbecue there, and it's, like, chill.
I heard you can rent cabins and stuff around the area, too.
Yeah, I think
it's got nice hotels, for sure.
Okay, so Lake Biwa is another choice. If you don't want to go to the ocean, you can go to the lake, which is the biggest lake in Japan.
Yes.
Which prefecture is that in? Shiga? Shiga.
Isn't it in, like...
Two? Shiga
yeah,
and
one
something
side Shiga,
No, no, it's
side.
All in Shiga.
Oh, is it?
Mm, it's all in Shiga. Because all of the water from Kansai comes from it, is what they say.
And you drink Shiga water?
We drink from Lake Biwa, is what they say. It goes through
this
Kyoto.
This thing isn't working. I've been bit.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they just like you. I don't know if it's on, actually. Is it green?
No.
Is this booty green? It's on.
So we just put on the bug thing again, and Chris got bit. So
there was a fat one flying around, so he's been drinking somebody's blood.
Not mine. They don't like black people.
What are we?
Not black enough.
Oh, wow. I think I'm a little offended at this colorism right now.
When I first got here, I got destroyed.
I'm joking, guys. So
oh, and
please.
We brought that to Japan?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they know you're new.
New blood.
We never had this
tasty. So, yeah. Again, like I said, if you don't want to go to the beach, the ocean, then you have Lake Biwa.
Oh, yes. What about summer Japanese food?
Oh, food, yes, that's a good thing. People love watermelons. It's not just a black thing.
she was ready to mention that.
Yeah.
I had to. But
I don't
no.
Know why that was
the reason why I said that is because in one of those groups in Facebook, one of those black in Japan groups, somebody posted an ad of this black guy holding respectfully. I have to say that because I don't know, like, you know how like it's a caricature when when people
okay,
have all, like black people are on an ad with watermelon. Like he's just chilling on the beach holding a watermelon. That's what it was. And then she's like, I don't know how to feel about this. It's like controversy. And like a lot of people in that group were all from different parts of the world. Like the Africans are like, nah, it looks fine. And I'm thinking in my head, like, trying to get out, like, trying to get my mind, like, my American mind out of it, and I'm looking at that picture, and I'm thinking, or asking in the group, like, when is it okay to actually have a black person with a watermelon just chilling in an ad? Like, can you have that?
That was an advertisement.
It was an advertisement for a hotel or some activity or whatever in Japan. So I'm thinking, like, this picture looks well done. It doesn't look like he's, you know, dressed up in, like, some, you know, like, those old style... like black people with watermelon caricature kind of ads. It didn't look like that. This guy was dressed nicely, chilling, watermelon in his hand. Like, Japanese people love watermelon. They sell it, like, buy, like, you know, the whole, the half, and cut. Like, I just bought two, like, little boxes of cut watermelon.
I ate some for breakfast.
See? I mean, shoot. Like, watermelon is, like, one of the best fruits to buy for the summer. Everybody eats it. It's sold widely in Japan. That's what I eat. I try.
It's got lots of water in it.
Yeah.
And other nutrients.
It's
good for you.
Oh, yeah, and the Sukawari.
Yes, they played that game.
I've never played it, though.
I did it once. Like,
so let's explain to people who don't know what Sukawari is.
Oh.
I've
like,
never done it.
Oh, you like take the bat and you like spin around, get dizzy, blindfolded, of course, and try to find the watermelon and then
try to hit it. So it's like pinata.
Breaks open. Yeah, like a pinata.
But
a watermelon.
On the floor.
But I think that's pretty... Well, I guess it's not that gross. It's just sand. But if sand gets in...
Wait, what? They do it on the sand?
No, in the beach. Everyone brings it to the beach and does it.
That's disgusting.
I think they're breaking out the watermelon to eat, though.
Okay,
that's kind
but...
of a waste.
It is a waste, because
so
I... What I've seen in, like, a drama is some... Or maybe it was a drama, but, like, they have, like, maybe a sheet... And they still try to find it.
Right.
And then when they break it, then people can eat it.
Yeah.
But if it's just on the sand, nobody can eat that when it's broken.
I guess the sheet is a good idea, but usually I just see people put it in the sand in the beach.
That is weird.
But I don't think a lot of people actually break it open either.
Oh.
Like they end up giving up.
Interesting. It's like, I can't find it, whatever.
And we just eat the watermelon.
Yeah. Stop playing in the sun like this.
Yeah.
So what other foods then? We have watermelon.
Very popular Japanese summer snack is the kakikori.
Shaved ice.
It's different from Italian ice. I thought they were the same when I first got here, but it's different.
What?
Italian
like
ice.
Italian ice has milk in it, right? It's a little bit different. It's sweeter.
I think the ice is like a little different. Like the shaved ice is different than like
shaved
what they mix in.
Ice means carved.
I don't like how they all are the same flavor with different colors.
They have different flavors.
No,
that's the difference between Italian ice, because Italian ice at least has different flavors.
Okay, because like they're all different colors, all the same flavor.
They have different flavors.
I have
had
really
good shaved ice.
If you just go to some random festival, they have the kakigori,
this
is whack.
Yeah, it's just like flavored syrup thrown on top of ice.
Mm.
But if you go to like, I've had some shaved ice in like Kiyomizu-dera in Kyoto, and that was so good.
I did too.
The matcha one.
Mm.
Oh, it's so good.
Matcha is the green tea, yeah?
Yes, the powdered green tea. It was the best kakigori I've ever had in my life. And then I had some like last weekend, and I was like, doesn't beat the Kiyomizu-dera.
Mm-hmm.
But is there like, there's Korean style too. That's a little different. Like, it's just like loaded, like with all this other stuff that I've had.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Like the
azuki.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they have a lot of Asians, like, not Japan, but, like, other Southeast Asia, where, like, I don't know.
But
you know,
it's just, like, it's a different type.
Yeah, more,
but they
more
do, yeah, more or less, different variations of the shaved ice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had watermelon shaved ice. Anything else?
Watermelon shaved ice.
Beer.
I mean,
that's, like, all year.
Everyone
thing.
Barbecues, but that's not really.
Oh, my gosh. So the barbecues in Japan are different from barbecues in America. That was like a culture shock for me when I first went to a barbecue, because I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, just meat. Like,
yeah.
You guys aren't gonna like season anything.
Yeah.
It's like people just bring in meat and then they just put it on the grill.
It's like outdoor yakiniku.
Yes. Yakiniku
is
basically you grill it and then you add like whatever sauce or soy sauce, whatever that you want afterwards. You don't season anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hot dogs. I mean, I don't eat this stuff anyway anymore. But there's no hot dogs, no hamburgers. It's just like chicken, some type of fish.
I miss some hot dogs, some hamburgers.
Yeah, and then they put in like the what is that? That vegetable, like the thin white round thing.
Thin white round. Not daikon.
Not daikon. It's like really thin. It's like looks like
leek.
Yeah, not leek.
The baby corn things.
Not the baby corn. It's like clear, and they just put it in there, and then they eat that.
Is that a mushroom? I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's a vegetable that they put in a lot in the barbecues that I've been to, at least. So be careful.
Konyaku? It's not konyaku, right?
It's not konyaku. I'm saying be careful, because if you expect, when you get invited to barbecues, to have like American style,
it's still good though.
If you're a vegetarian,
that too. But I've been to like a barbecue type thing, and I just ate the vegetables, and it was fine. But like a lot of people would not care to, like, here is the vegetable side, here's the meat side. They would just put it in together. Like,
so you might end up with vegetables with blood.
So
I'm a part time vegetarian. Not that
same. So I don't really mind it, but I just don't want it that close.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing to consider.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else? Food?
Not anything.
Food is fine.
I think I'm a food person.
Yeah, I don't like sweets. So.
Right. Well, okay, then this one thing I'll mention about deodorant. Deodorant. The formula in the Japanese deodorant will probably not work for non-Asians, I think. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, it's usually spray type,
and it's spray or roll on. They don't have any bar. And actually, for me today, I decided to make my own. And
yes, you can.
There's a very simple, ingredients, or just it was two. It was basically baking soda and coconut oil mixed together. Did that?
It just smells nice, or it's actually antiperspirant?
For me, it's not actually an antiperspirant.
Okay.
It's more of don't smell. But I still sweat. Even with the Japanese deodorant, I smell. And it's really not antiperspirant for a long time. It's like 1 or 2 hours.
Mm. I mean, I feel like in Japan, you're going to sweat. So
either way.
You either sweat and smell good, or sweat and stink.
But I'm using deodorant, I'm sweating, and I'm not smelling good. So it's like, that's not working for me.
Okay.
So that's why I decided that, hey, I'm going to try to do my own or make my own. Because our friend Christina, you know, she tried it. She told me about it. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to try it.
It works cool.
I like small watermelon.
A little bit better than the other stuff. So, I don't know. I might have to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just use my American.
Bring in your American or whatever you're used to. Bring in it by, like, the boxes.
Bring it up for summer.
Yeah, if you're going to stay for a while, just bring in a lot. Because Japanese deodorants don't work. I think they don't work for Japanese either.
I think that's true.
I feel like a lot of people, of course it depends on the person, but a lot of people don't sweat as much. But like, I still have some Japanese friends who don't wear it, and like, you kind of, like, it's summer, you kind of smell bad. But
you kind of.
You just sell them, you'd be like,
hey. Like, no, I usually don't say, like, if it's bad, mm-hmm. I'll say something, but like, usually just kind of subtle. It's like, oh, okay, you've been out.
You smell like outside.
You smell like you've exerted some energy.
Yeah.
So
it's usually not as bad as like some.
I think it's just the trains. When the trains get that humid, musky smell at the
it's
end of the
really
day.
Oh, but the trains are usually like, well, air conditioned, right?
Depends on the line.
Not the subway, because it's all underground.
Until
it goes out. But
it
when it's
really,
underground.
Yeah. But it also just really depends on the line.
I guess it depends on how many people are on the train.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a crowded train. Like, I'm sure Chuo and Mito Tsuji are stanky, because they have the most traffic. But if you're on something like Tanimachi.
Like, just, you know,
tiny
beware of the trains and the smelly people, especially the teens and the old people.
Well,
yeah, when it's like a whole baseball team gets on the train, like...
And they have their stuff, too.
They stink!
Like, y'all need to take your butts to the back.
That's true. That's the thing. I always see them though in the morning when they're fresh. I see them when they're coming.
When they're fresh.
No, I see them on the way home after practice. I'm like, y'all's mothers. Woo. Feel sorry for them.
Alright, so one thing about summers that I heard from a friend was that when they came to Japan to visit, they felt the humidity and how hot it was, and they're from London.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when they decided to come to Japan and live, he's like, I can't take it anymore, I can't deal. Because it's just so much, I guess, different when you're actually living and you have to be in this. Because if you're in a hotel, there's AC.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you have your own place, it's like, difference in, like, it's...
Can you afford to keep your AC on all night?
I don't know. Like,
that's not going to be cheap.
They don't have central air. They don't.
Yeah. I set a timer, but I always wake up immediately after it shuts off and turn it back on, so.
That's what this does. I sleep with my fan on.
I sleep with the fan or the windows. Like, I just force myself to get used to it. Otherwise, I'm not going
to
sleep.
Yeah, I can get used to it.
Well, I was never good with sleeping with AC anyway, because I get super cold. When I was growing up, I don't like cold in winter anyway, but we had central air in our house, and they would leave it on upstairs the whole time, and I'm just, like, dying. I'm like, I gotta, like, cover everything.
So you like sleeping warm.
I like to sleep comfortably. I don't know if it's warm, but it's comfortably.
It sounds like you'd be sleeping toasty.
No.
Real toasty.
Not in the summer. I just want to be cool, so I like the fan.
You gotta get their summer pads for your bed.
That, too. That's a good thing to have.
It's like this fabric that's cooler than normal sheets.
Yeah.
So it helps you sleep more comfortably.
I don't use my sheets anymore.
What do you sleep on? The mattress?
Not just the mattress, but like, I mean, my stuff's on. I just sleep on top of it. I don't need it.
So you don't cover yourself.
Yeah, I don't cover.
But she's talking about sleeping under.
On
top of.
Huh?
It's a mat you sleep on.
I said
top
under.
Of.
I meant on top of.
Oh, sorry.
So you sleep on top of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have the opposite. I have the winter ones, like, still in my bed. But like, I don't use them. I'm sleeping on top of it, like.
But it's still there. You're like taking in all the.
It's not so bad.
Try getting the cooling pad and sleep on top of that, because it's very cool. Like, I usually have that in a blanket, because it's very like it. I don't know what's in that fabric, but it's cool. It keeps you cool.
Yeah,
don't sleep on your winter sheets.
It's not like I'm covered with them. It's fine.
You're on top of like.
No, but like I have that one underneath the like
that. You're sleeping on top of down.
The comforter
like,
is like the regular one. It's fine just being on top of it because I'm mostly exposed.
I'm
also naked.
Okay. How much were the cooling pads?
For a double, like there are different grades. Like you can get the super cheap one for like 2,000 yen and the super expensive one for like 7,000 yen. So they have
about
a pad to match your price.
$20 to $70.
That's a match your pressure.
Gosh. That's Japan. Like, they have everything for everyone's, like, price bracket. If you want to get drunk on the cheap, they got alcohol to get drunk on
the
cheap.
That is true.
Like, Japan is for everybody's wallet.
Mm. That is good to have.
I guess if you want to drink smart, yeah. That's true.
Any other tips, tricks, or whatever?
Stay hydrated, because you're going to lose a lot of liquid.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very important. And I think that's wherever you go that's hot.
Yes. Yeah. It's summer rule in general.
I late in life. I feel like I lived my early years just dehydrated.
Maybe your parents made sure you stayed alive.
Like, I just,
but when you became an adult, you didn't think about it. And then you're like, oh shit, why?
Yeah, why do I do all this? The time now.
Okay, then, let's go with our rant time. Remember?
Rant.
My rant is going to be about bugs and specifically roaches.
Oh.
I had an incident, right?
Her Facebook incident.
This week, I was on the phone with my friend Nikki. We're just, like, discussing stuff. And then I started screaming because I see my cat running really quick. And then when I looked at it, I'm like, run! I
was
like, ah!
Was your cat running from the roach or to the
roach? To it, to it. Okay. Not from it. He's a scaredy cat. He's not that scared, though. So he was trying to catch it, and I'm like...
He's trying to protect you.
Dying. No, I thank my cat for, like, finding it. But it was just, like, the weirdest thing, because, like, how did it get there? It's in the kitchen.
It's probably from someone else's house.
Probably, but I'm still wondering, because, like, you've seen my place. And I'm thinking maybe from the pipes in the sink. Because it wasn't trying to run into other rooms. It was only staying in the kitchen. Like, my... Mm-hmm. Like, here's the kitchen in the middle. And to get to any room, you have to, like, step up. So the floors are elevated.
Oh, right,
so it wasn't trying to, like, get out of the kitchen area. But it did get on the wall in the kitchen on the other side. So, like, when I'm trying to, like, kill it, it was running away, right? But I didn't want to get near it, and I was, like, half naked. So I put on all these clothes because I don't want it to, like, get on my skin at all. And I put on my boots. I don't wear any shoes in my place. This is, like, a Japanese house, and plus, I just don't want to clean up that often, especially with shoes on. So I put on my shoes, I put on pants, I put on, like, gloves, and I'm, like, getting, like, a broom, trying to catch this thing, or, like... hit it, but I was like, I don't want to smash it because, you know, roaches might have, like, parasites or babies and whatever.
Yeah, they do say that. Like,
so I was like, don't smash it. So then when I found my bin, my trash bin, or it was actually my recycling bin, I emptied out the bottles in there and I, like, went to try to catch it. But it was, like, under my fridge. And the funny thing about this thing is, like, I'm, like, trying to look for the roach. And I see it from the corner trying to come out. It sees me and it backs away. That roach should not just do that.
Roaches are smart, man.
Yeah. He was like about to go, and then he's like, oh shit, she's there. Because I'm like this, waiting with my gloves and my broom. So then I wait a little bit longer. It's not coming out because it knows I'm there waiting. So I get, like, my blow dryer, try to, like, heat, like, blow dry it out, like, the heat, like, all right, come out, come out. Mind you, I don't have any spray for bugs, so this is why I'm like that. Because I didn't expect it in my place. It's so clean. It's up 8th floor. What? I'm not going to have any roaches, but I have a roach.
If somebody else got roaches, you got roaches.
So I ended up catching it with the bin by, like, covering it, but I kind of, like, smashed it a little bit because it, like, stopped. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I smashed the head of it. And then I was like, I didn't go down all the way, so I just, like, lifted up and I closed it again, and now it's under the bin. And then I bought, like, the spray, and I just, like, lifted up a little bit, like, die, bitch, die!
You basically, like, suffocated it in poisonous gas.
I'm sorry. I just didn't want to smash it, but it's like, you're not going to live in this place. I know you were running away to, like, stay alive, but I didn't want it to, like, get in any other places in my place.
Yeah. Because I have any, like, roach traps? I guess not.
No. This happened before in my other place where I had my windows open. I think I mentioned in an episode before, but I, like, broomed it away. I slipped it away. Like, go out, go out. But this time, I just didn't want it to get anywhere else. So I was like, I'm going to have to kill it. I don't want to kill it, but I have to kill it because I don't want it in my place. I'm sorry.
I have a bunch of roach traps. You can probably see them. Because I live in a house, so you have bugs. You just have to deal with the bugs. I've only seen one. It was upstairs, where there's no food.
The roach?
Yes! And it was just dead.
That's why.
Because
it's no food.
It came in my house and died. And Shoto was like, there's a roach. But it was just up like this. And I'm like, did you really come in our fucking room to die, you asshole?
It's like, nobody wants to bury me, so I'm just going to die in here.
Right. So Shoto just like dropped it out of the window. And I'm like, how did it get in? Why is it on the second floor? And why is it dead already? So I don't know.
Did
maybe Bingley played with
it.
And he was playing with it and probably threw it around and just left it.
Felt like if I just left it, my cat would do the same. But
yeah.
It was at night and I wanted to go to sleep. And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't sleep with a live roach just running around.
Nah, it's not gonna work.
And every place that I've been to, there's been at least one roach that would come in. And I'm like, not even on the second floor.
When?
The first place I was at, the Leo Palace,
right.
It was always just one. And I don't remember what I did to that one, but I think I probably let it live. The second one I let live. This one I couldn't. Sorry.
Your Buddhist record is not so stained. It's okay. You only got one insect death. I have many.
You have many.
I am not.
I don't even kill. I have like a little, like one of those black jumpy spiders, and I never killed that one.
Those aren't so bad.
No,
I kill all of the bugs.
But the spiders kill the bugs, so I keep them as long as they're not really big.
As long as it doesn't look poisonous, I'm good. Spiders aren't so bad.
I kill everything.
I don't really have a problem. Like,
I don't see them that often, but when I do, my instinct is just.
I can't use my hands. Except
for
my
hands.
I can't.
Wash your hands.
Ew.
No.
I couldn't even, like, I had my boots on. I couldn't even smash the bug with my
hand. Okay, I wouldn't smash a roach with my hand, but, like, tiny bugs like spiders and stuff.
No, not even a spider. I don't want to touch you. Would you stop?
In Maryland, we have huge jumping spiders. They're, like, this big.
Nope.
And they have, like, thick legs. Like, you can count their legs from far away. And
that
do, like,
would kill that.
They do, like, the super run
stop
and then
it.
Jump.
That's
stop
terrifying.
It. It is, because they're fast, and they can jump on you.
Yeah,
so you have to,
like have that, like, spider sense.
I'm getting
like
the heebie-jeebies right now.
We had to crush it with,
they
like
always
this.
Know it. Yeah, how do they know, though?
It's like that roach in the kitchen.
How do they know?
I had to throw an encyclopedia on it, and we just left it in, on, like, in the middle of the floor. My mom came down, I was like, what the fuck is this doing in the floor? We're like, there's a spider on you, don't touch it. And she was like, y'all.
And the encyclopedia, nobody uses.
Like, don't touch it.
No, but, I mean, to be honest, and I'm just going to put it out there because I don't care, the roach is still in my kitchen under...
Why?
You haven't...
You have to, like...
I'm making sure that it's dead by starving it
that
from
was, like,
water
days
ago. They can, like, live
can,
for a
yeah,
long time without
right,
food.
Or something. I don't
without
know.
Water, a couple of days.
I feel
without
like
food,
is
without
something
food.
Research?
Yes, I looked it up. So I was like, I'm starving it and dehydrating it, and I sprayed it with the spray, like, in there, so it's going to die before I go to New York. So,
well, this camera's going to die before we finish.
We don't hurry up.
Yeah,
it's at 24.
Because you've been talking for a while about this rope.
It's a rant. This is a section.
She's got to get this off her chest, man. This roach effed her up. She had, like, the longest Facebook thread. It was
yeah,
like, ah!
I
oh,
saw
my God.
That.
I
didn't, like, really read it.
Kill it with fire. And then everybody's, like, messaging me. And then I'm, like, doing, like, a live feed. Like, oh, my God, it's still alive.
Oh, it was great. That was a lot of fun.
It was funny. But just, like, be careful, basically, of the
roaches
bugs.
Are a summer thing in Japan.
Very,
sure.
Very much so. Every summer, this has happened to me.
They will be there. Buy your roach spray. Buy your traps. You can buy a roach spray that prevents them from getting in your house. Like, it lays down a scent that they don't want to get near. You spray it, like, near doors and windows, and it's supposed to keep them out. I've used it at my old place, and I never really had roach problems, except for, like, tiny, tiny baby ones.
Oh.
And then we use
worse?
The bomb.
Yeah.
No, then we use the bomb. We use, like, the house bomb.
So, with the house bomb, did you have a cat?
No, we all leave the house.
I was about to say.
Yeah, we put him in the bag. Like, I think we, like, do it before we go on vacation, so he's already out, and then we leave, bomb it. And we never had any, like, huge roach problems. But I'm also very clean. Like, I clean everything down every night, because I am petrified of roaches, and I don't want it. Everything, clean it up.
Good advice.
Yeah.
I will take that.
Just keep it clean.
Yeah.
Those places are small and easy to clean.
Yes.
My place is not small, but...
Yeah,
okay.
Your place is pretty
good. All right, that was my rant. Thanks, guys, for listening. If you were my Facebook friend and you saw my feed, you would probably be laughing at me Well, you probably laughed at me now, but it's okay. It was actually funny in retrospect. But I was petrified. And it's like, I think the thing with, for me was I was shaking because it's like, I want to kill this. I want to spray the whole everything, but I have a cat. I don't want to kill my cat. I was afraid of poisoning my cat.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
Does that happen?
It can. Like, I don't know what these things are, you know.
Yeah,
and the cats, they sniff and they can step on things and then they lick their paws and
yeah.
just get sick. So that was basically my concern. The other times I had roaches, I didn't have a cat. So.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's
y'all.
A sweetie face.
Thanks for listening to this special
summer
episode
edition.
With Chris.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
With Bingley.
And Bingley. I was going to pick him up, but he's a devil cat to me, so.
He's good. I think I like him.
Only to me. He doesn't like me.
You are mean to him. Like, they do not like each other. Like, she can be mean to him, he'll be mean to her, and then just...
He's petty, that's why.
He's a cat.
Thank you, Chris.
Anyway, be sure to check us out on our Facebook page, Twitter, IG, and you can also email us at curlyandconsai@gmail.com. Please check the show notes for all the links. We'll have it there. And remember to check out the Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Please rate us and give us feedback. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you again. And this was Ayana,
Elise,
and Chris. And we'll see you next time. Enjoy your summer. Bye.